Joe, are you there? It's Tim Carter. Thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder here on WGRR.
Yes, I am.
Great, Joe. Thanks for calling, man. How can I help you?
Thanks for taking my call. I mailed you a few days ago about mold on our toilet bowl.
Oh, yes.
In our house, and I assume the toilet is about 15 years old, and I never had mold in any of the other toilet bowls of any other residence we lived in, so I wanted to follow up to see if it was because of the construction of the toilet bowl or something in the water or the air.
Well, here's, did you try the test that I told you to do where I wanted you to clean the, clean the toilet bowl and then see what happened, and then put one of those chlorine tablets?
I have not tried it yet, but
okay.
We're going to get some this weekend.
Okay, all right. So all I think it is I'm just convinced that it's just some airborne mold. I have this problem, this same kind of problem in my one daughter's bathroom. And what happens is it's because she doesn't use her toilet enough, you know, because she tends to use the toilets in the rest of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happening is there's just, I feel that what you're going to discover that you've just got these airborne, you know, mold spores that are in just about everybody's house. Somebody uses the toilet, and, of course, after the toilet flushes, you know, you've got those holes in the underside of the rim.
Yes.
And that whole side of the bowl is getting covered with water. And all that happens is that gives that mold that water, that fuel source that it needs to grow. And while you're gone during the day or the toilet's not being used, it's starting to grow. I mean, I'm telling you right now that if you put one of those chlorine tablets in that toilet tank, the problem's going to go away.
Okay, but it's not an indication of too much mold in our air.
Well, yes and no. But I mean, here's the thing: you're not going to stop that.
Mm-hmm.
I've written. If go to my website, go back to that and read my columns about mold. I mean, anybody who thinks they're going to stop. You can stop mold growth in your house if you just get water out of there.
Okay.
But how realistic is that? That means no more showers. You're not going to brush your teeth anymore. Well, you're going to do everything outside. You know, you're going to go outside and take your showers. You're going to go to the bathroom outside. You're going to do everything outside. Everything's going to be outside with water. You do that, and you have no humidity in the house, no more mold. But the mold spores are there. They're everywhere. They're in everybody's house. They're outside. They're everywhere. And as soon as you introduce water, they start to grow.
Okay.
I mean, there's only a few places that don't have mold spores, man. I'm thinking like down in Atlanta at the Center for Disease Control and some of these incredible pharmaceutical labs where the people work in those moon suits, you know? You know what I'm trying to say? Those places, you know, they probably got rooms that cost $200,000-$400,000 to build with all this HEPA filtration, blah, blah, blah. They don't have any mold spores in there, but that's not realistic for the rest of us. I mean, like here in the radio studio where I'm at right now, the size of this room, there's probably 100,000 mold spores floating around in this room right now.
Okay, so nothing for me to be concerned
about.
No,
I wouldn't be concerned about it at all.
Okay.
All right, anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you so much, Tim.
Okay, well, thanks so much for calling Ask the Builder, buddy. All righty.
Okay, bye-bye.
See you later. Okay, we've got Katie and we've got Al. I'm going to talk to both of you guys off the air because I've run out of time for the show, so don't hang up. And Todd's going to get your telephone number, and I'm going to call you back. That's how I do it on Ask the Builder. I want to thank everybody for listening today. Denny McCune's coming up. He's in the studio already, so if you've got questions about your grass and trees and bushes and plants, everything else, he's the man, you know. So, and I know he's going to tell you, man, get out there with that grass seed, baby. This is the time of year to plant it, man. I know it because I'm going to be doing it soon myself because my dog has just torn up my backyard again, as he does every single winter. Okay, more Ask the Builder next week. And you know what to do during the week, askthebuilder.com. I want to thank my good buddy Brad and Todd for helping me today. We'll be back next week. Denny's up next, 749-1035 WGRR, Hamilton, Cincinnati.